Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Oh, weddings.
Oh, I love a good wedding.
Right. They are fun.
It's a special day where two people come together and vow in front of all their friends and family to dedicate the rest of their lives to loving and caring for one another, no matter what crazy obstacles might throw their way, and no matter how ugly and gross the other person gets slowly over time.
Makes me fall in love with my husband all over again, even just you saying that.
Oh, man, I wonder what that's like.
But is it really a wedding if you don't piss off a bunch of your guests and random strangers online in the process?
What?
I mean, why get married if there's not going to be any drama in it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, nowadays.
That's why Brooke made her husband ride a camel down the aisle.
Hey, I didn't make him. My mother made him.
That's real, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
I know we joke a lot, but that really happened.
That really happened.
Yeah.
And I also say that because there's been kind of a trend lately with more and more married couples inviting people to their weddings while at the same time demanding that the guests do controversial things.
What do you mean?
Well, like not too long ago, there was a bride and groom who grouped all their guests into priority levels. And that went viral, and they had a waiting list, and they wanted to know who was going to come so that they could decide who to send the invites to. Well, there's another wedding RSVP that's going viral right now. It's been causing a ton of controversy after someone shared it online.
Okay.
And we thought, you know, we could just read the story of what happened and discuss it amongst ourselves, draw our own conclusions. Or we could reach out to the actual couple.
Shut up.
And see if they would agree to come on the show and explain for themselves.
Whoa. Dude, we have a, like, viral bridezilla on the line right now.
Well, we sent out a few emails, and the groom has agreed to come on the show with us.
Groomzilla, even better.
He's going to tell us what happened and defend his position. His name is Glenn. Glenn?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Oh, you sound chipper, Glenn. Is that because you're enjoying your 15 minutes of fame?
Well, first off, congratulations on your upcoming wedding. That's a nice thing to say to someone who's getting married, Brooke.
Thank you.
I want all the tea. That's what I want, Glenn. What's happening?
Well, long story short, we've been obviously getting ready for our big day. And for our wedding invites, we really wanted to make sure that, you know, we were being cost effective. I'm a numbers guy. So weddings are expensive these days. And where we live, they're extremely expensive.
Okay. So, I mean, that's pretty standard, right? It's not cheap to have a wedding. It's kind of known.
Yeah, it's like 30 grand minimum to have a wedding.
Dang.
And my wife has a big family, so it's going to be a lot of guests. So,
yeah.
So I brought to my wife's attention that we sort of try this because it being more cost effective.
Okay, so this was your idea.
This is my idea, yes. And for our wedding RSVP card, we suggested that if you offer a gift of up to $250, you get a roast chicken or swordfish. And if you bring a gift that's between $250 and $500, you get the sliced steak or poached salmon.
What?
And then if you offer a gift between $500 and $1,000, you get a filet mignon or lobster tail.
Wait.
Oh,
so your meal at the wedding is determined by how much your gift is to you guys.
You're in tears.
Tears is exactly that sort of what it is.
Wait, hold on. You have guests where the minimum gift is $250?
Damn, you rich, bro.
I mean, listen, it's money here. You know, we're strict with our budget, and I don't want to be in a ton of debt after our wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, hold up, though. You still have to pay for the meals. I mean, if somebody gives you a $500 toaster that doesn't help anything at the bank, like, what are you going to do? Exchange the gifts?
Maybe they sell them.
Well, something like that wouldn't be on our registry.
Yeah.
And prior to anyone coming, you know, we'll know what kind of gift they're bringing, and then we'll let them know which meal they'll be getting based on the gift that they're giving.
Okay, wait.
I mean, it's very common that men are the ones in the wedding to think about the money aspect
of it.
Because the women, they're not usually that concerned about how much it's going to cost, how much debt it's going to send you into.
That is an overgeneralization that I don't appreciate and I don't find true at all.
Well, how much did that camel cost at your wedding, Brooke?
I budgeted the whole wedding. Thank you very much when I got married. And we got married for under $25K, okay? Just because other people spend a lot more money than that.
All I'm saying is,
I don't plan on budgeting at all.
Okay, I know you don't. Okay, but listen. Aside from that, here's my question. I mean, I just think it's kind of insulting to base a person's, like, entry into your wedding, essentially, on what gift they give.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with a guy named Glenn, whose wedding RSVP has gone viral online because him and his wife have sent out different options for what dinner guests will get based on the gift that guests send in to them.
Mm-hmm. So
the more expensive gift, better the dinner.
What have people said to you in your circles, Glenn? How have they responded to these RSVPs you sent out?
I mean, a lot of the people that are coming are, you know, people who have money and come from, like, affluent families. So it's not really much of a concern. They haven't really shared their concerns with us. I'm sure people are obviously feeling some type of way about it. But when you're dealing with my wife's side of the family, they're, like, a lot of rich people. And when you're dealing with these type of people, they all seem to have a big opinion about what kind of food you're serving at your wedding. So this is kind of our way of, like, accommodating people's interest while still being cost effective.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. So at your wedding, nobody's getting chicken or swordfish, basically. What happens though, Glenn? Is there a tier that's higher than $1,000?
So we do have the last tier, which is $1,000 to $2,500, and that basically is a 2-pound lobster, a souvenir champagne goblet, or you can do the vegetarian or kosher option. You know,
like. It feels like you're okay. It feels like you're buying like a cruise, not going to a wedding, right? Like you're doing your different premium level, or you're going to like a fancy.
Yeah, I know it
like,
sounds amazing.
Game.
It sounds like a wedding that I would like to go to personally.
That's because you're like a private school rich kid. You understand
what's
this
that
stuff,
supposed
I guess.
To mean? Why is there so much hate behind that, Brooke?
People just enjoy a buffet and a good cheeseburger for a wedding now and again.
Then
it's those same people who like to talk the trash after the wedding and say, did you see the food that they had at the wedding? And so this kind of like kills two birds with one stone. We can accommodate those people with like more bougie palates and still be cost effective. Like I can only do so much.
Yeah. You're just still judging on the gift.
I mean, I don't think it's fair to shame somebody for being of a wealthier status by no choice of their own.
But you're shaming them by giving the poor people chicken.
See,
it takes out the whole soul of what a
the
wedding is supposed to be.
Poor people have to eat a nice swordfish. Oh no. What a travesty.
Okay,
are you serious?
Listen.
Look, Glenn, I know you've been getting a lot of negative feedback on this
Jeff's
show
on your side.
And on the internet. I'm just saying, look, take me out of the equation. Glenn, would you be open to hearing from some of our listeners, getting their take on your idea?
Yeah, I'd be willing to hear what people have to say, but I think like sort of my take on this would be good also to educate other people on where I stand on this.
Awesome. So text into 78592 right now. Tell us, do you think it's fair for Glenn and his fiance to determine their wedding guest dinner based on the gift that they give? We'll play a song, come back, and then hear what our listeners have to say right after this. I text into 78592. It says, my husband absolutely loves this idea for our wedding. Weed out the fake friends.
Okay. No, that is not fake friend meeting.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. If you're just tuning in, we're on the phone with Glenn, whose wedding RSVP card is going viral right now because him and his wife are offering different options for their guest dinner based on how much money they're planning to give as a gift.
Yeah, and the gift prices are high.
Well, here's the breakdown. Yeah. If you give a gift between $0 and $250, you get to pick between roast chicken or swordfish. Between $251 and $500, you choose between sliced steak or poached salmon. Between $500 and $1,000, you get filet mignon or lobster. And between $1,000 and $2,500, you get a 2-pound lobster, a souvenir champagne goblet, or the vegetarian or kosher option.
Yeah. Wait, you get vegetarian? No.
It says vegetarian and kosher are not offered at the lower levels. Is that true, Glenn?
Exclusive.
Well, you know, we have a lot of people that we know that are vegetarian, and those guys are more wealthy than the others, so we know they'll pay for it.
Oh, my God. It's
for the cheapest meal on the menu.
Well, being vegetarian is a lifestyle, and it tends to be kind of expensive.
That's a good point.
I know we're focusing on the expensive stuff, but I thought about this over the break. You guys can give them $1 and get a swordfish or a piece of chicken.
Or you could just go to their wedding as their loved one and close friend and have the meal paid for. Like, should happen.
Someone texted into 78592, as if being a vegetarian couldn't be any worse. Now I have to pay $1,000 for it. Anyway.
Glenn,
I know you're getting a lot of negative feedback, but you said that you'd agree to talk to some of our listeners.
Sure, let's do it.
All right, so we have Bianca on the line. Bianca, what do you think?
Well, I think while it's an option to save money, I think it's a logistical nightmare to monitor that. But on top of it, it is extremely tactless on what should be a happy, joyous occasion. I mean, honestly, Glenn, if you and your family have this much money, why are you being this petty over gifts and tiering what people eat? Is the next thing to tier like how many dances you get on the dance floor or how close you get to the bride when she throws the bouquet based upon what you provided for you. That's insane.
You're giving Glenn some really good ideas now to put that onto his wedding.
Well, it seems like you might have done this before yourself, actually.
It's not my family that has a ton of money. It's my wife's side of the family that has money, and it's not an issue for them. So it's not really much of a concern.
You know, I've done a lot of charity work in my life, and I've always found that the people that have the means to give the most usually give the least. Like, really? Rich people, in my experience, I don't think that this is true across the board, but tend to be more penny pinchers.
I mean, Brooke's saying that as a wealthy person herself. You better believe her.
And I'm cheap.
We got another text to 78592. It says, wondering where the option is for you are getting a blender and I'm bringing Taco Bell.
That's a great text.
I don't know. Maybe Glenn would be okay with that.
You know, Glenn, I will say that you've been very level-headed about all of this, even about the negative stuff. And I do appreciate your ability to just talk about these things.
That's tough to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real matter. It's my life right now. So, you know, it's what I stand for right now.
Yeah.
That's really cool, man.
Stand for lobster tails.
Well, let's potentially give you some more negative feedback. Let's go to the phone with Zachary. Zachary, what do you think about Glenn's idea?
Man, look, I plan on getting married very soon, and I just think that what he's doing right now is a very good idea.
Oh.
Yeah.
You like this. You want to tear out your wedding invites.
I absolutely do. I mean, I might not be spending a lot. Like, he is on the wedding, but I'm going to spend a good amount. And then just to be able to get that back, like, I'm going to be charging double if people want a bigger piece of cake.
Shut up. Your fiance is not going to agree to that.
Well, that's kind of good.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to protect yourself.
Brooke, nobody needs an extra big piece of cake, Brooke.
Yeah.
Okay, this is for
me. It hurts me so much. Just don't have the big fancy wedding. I feel like you're getting married for the wrong reasons. It should be about love.
But
and
if he doesn't have
union.
A big fancy
love is expensive.
Yeah. And you can love cake. You just gotta pay for it.
I will say at my wedding, Jeffrey would have gotten the nicest meal. He gave me a lot of gifts.
I did.
He was a big gift giver. He got me a hand mixer that I used just last weekend. He got me a crystal decanter.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't even know
and
what
then I had to get pie. Thanks a lot.
But I did force him to eat from the buffet line like everybody else.
All right. Did let me have a piece of her salmon.
Yeah. Right.
We got another text, 78592. It says, you only get married once. Props to this couple for making the most out of their big day.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
when you're concentrated on money, you may be getting married more than one time.
I think we're getting more and more people on board now with your idea, Glenn. But let's take one more caller. Let's go to Dina. Dina, what do you think about Glenn's idea?
Hey, yeah, I get Glenn's idea. You know, I understand like money is tight. And I think all those haters out there, they're haters because they're poor.
Oh, there it is.
What? Why do you have to say poor with such disgust? Some people just don't have as much money as other people, but they have just as much love and support to give you as a couple.
No, that's why they're hating on this idea, because I actually think this is really clever. And I kind of hating that I didn't do this back when I got married. Because, I mean, think about this. You get exactly what you want. Kind of like in life, you get exactly what you pay for, you know?
Yeah, except for you alienate all your friends and family and end up alone at the end of your life because nobody likes you anymore.
It's not about that actually at all. And I think a lot of them been very understanding of it. It's not even really been much of a concern to them. It's been more of a concern to the internet.
Couldn't afford it.
The poor internet.
Yeah, you're not going to be allowed on Dina's mega yacht, Brooke, okay?
I will not deal with that. I will not.
We got a text into 78592. It says, I've never been married or even been to a wedding, but as a huge party thrower, I can't believe that pigs in a blanket aren't on this menu.
Good point. Love those things.
Glenn, it's time to make some adjustments, man.
We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on with us, Glenn. I know it's not easy to take the criticism and everything, but we really appreciate you talking with us. Keep your text coming into 78592. Tell us what you think about Glenn's wedding idea.
And congrats on getting married.
Yes, I hope it works out.
Celebrate love. Remember what's important.
Yeah, we definitely will, and we won't be poor when we do either.
Touché, man.
Congratulations, man. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.